We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Orange Power Podcast, a product of Oklahoma State Athletics. Here are your hosts, Jessica Morey, and the voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker.
With Coach Gundy, as the Cowboys get ready to take on the Texas Longhorns, and let's start with this a bit broad. You're undefeated. You're ranked in the top 15 in the country, so everything is in play as far as what could happen with this season. College football is unique, though. I mean, because Major League Baseball, a ton of games, basketball, a ton of games, football, there's not much margin for error. Since you're in this good position, how much does it help to have an experienced team to sort of manage the uniqueness of being in this great position?
In a lot of ways that we've talked about over the years, and in the last three or four, the focus aspect has become such an issue based on social media, all the outside interference that can disrupt a team and or an individual. These guys that are mature and have experience at least understand what it takes during the duration of a season, which allows them to focus in practice. Then it allows them to be disciplined and tough, which is the key to having success. So that focus is going to be important Saturday, playing on the road in front of however 90,000, however many people that place holds. You have to be able to focus individually every play. And maturity allows that to happen, just like what you're mentioning with all the outside information on you're doing great, defense is great, coming along in all the different areas. None of that factors into this game. None of that factors into even one practice, because we don't get any credit for what we've done up to this point from Texas. Make a difference to them. So what you mentioned is interesting, because we've talked considerably over the last 3 weeks, and particularly the last two, about focus on what actually matters, and we can't hang our hat on what we accomplished 2 weeks ago.
Sure. It's interesting, you know, with Spencer Sanders, kind of changing course here, again, looking at the analytics, basically show him, if not the least blitzed quarterback in the Big 12, the second least. Mm-hmm. So they're not getting after him much. So how much value is there when you have a quarterback that is a willing runner like Spencer, in terms of what it does to a defense, restricting their options to some extent?
It's important to have some escapability based on the improvement of defensive linemen in our conference and really in college football just over the last 3 or 4 years. It's changed considerably even when Mason was playing here, from a standpoint that we've known this in the NFL for years, right? Mm-hmm. Defensive ends that are 260 pounds that run 4 or 5 are chasing the quarterback. You haven't seen a lot of impact defensive linemen in the college game compared to what you would see in the NFL, but you do now. So the athleticism is trickling down from that level now, that you have defensive linemen who can change a game. And if you can't avoid and move around a little bit, it's difficult to have success throwing the ball, in my opinion. If your offensive line can just stone those guys, it'd make a difference how well the quarterback can move around. You don't see that a lot. I mean, you haven't seen it at Texas. You haven't seen it at Oklahoma. They're those two teams that have, you know, supposed to be pretty good in our league. You're seeing their quarterbacks having to have some escapability. It's everybody. So with him being able to move around in the pocket and then him being able to run some option, in my opinion, it calms down a defense a little bit, because if he can break through that first or second level and get into the third level of a defense, which he can from scrambling and he can from running option, becomes a danger for the defense.
What's the trade-off about him getting hit? A lot of anxiety, you just have to live with it.
You do, and you know, it's interesting. I go back and look at offenses in our league, and one of the most successful offenses over the last 10 years in our league, other than us in Oklahoma, was Baylor when Bryles was there. And he had fantastic throwing quarterbacks, and he ran them every game.
He did.
More than we did. They ran quarterback power. They would they'd be ahead by 30 points and be in the middle of third quarter, and their quarterback, the guy that transferred to Auburn, I don't remember his name, I think it started with an S. He's playing in the NFL now, maybe for the Patriots, but they run him on quarterback power, and they're ahead by 25 points. And I would watch it, and I need to ask him sometime about that, but I guess that's just what he does. So the point is, we all worry about it, but we have to be able to use the resources we have to try to move the ball and score points.
Speaking of the run game, Jaylen Warren's had, over the last 3-4 games, roughly, I guess be the last 3 games, about 90% of your tailback carries, mm-hmm. with Dominic Richardson having the rest because Desmond Jackson has been out. Mm-hmm. Could you get Jackson back this week, and how much does it help everything if he's able to just get a few carries?
He's practiced this week. I feel like that he can get some carries in this game. So if he grabs even 5 carries, and then each week Dom gets a little bit more experienced, you know, if he can grab 7, that's 12 that we can take away from him. And that way we could try to keep him under 25. Can I guarantee that happening? No, I can't. He's played so well, Jaylen, mm-hmm. and been a game changer, in my opinion. It's hard to take those guys off the field.
Sure.
And particularly against a team that we're going to play, is the most talented team that we've played and could very well be the most talented team in this league.
You know, the matchup of the running backs, of course, they don't obviously take the field against one another, but we'll see two really good ones, Jaylen Warren mm-hmm. for your team, Bijan Robinson for Texas. Given what his capabilities are, his ability to break tackles, yards after contact, it's always important to tackle well, but is this the game where tackling becomes extremely important?
The good news is we've had this run for about three or four weeks. The back at Kansas State, the guy, the smaller guy, he was tough to get down. Mm-hmm. And when Baylor came into the game, they were having a lot of success with their back rushing the football. But this one, in my opinion, is going to be a little bit more difficult to get down based on his elusiveness. And you really have to wrap him up. As you saw just in the Oklahoma game, if you just hit him, he bounces off of you and he has great balance and he keeps his feet. So he's going to get some 6 and 8 yard carries. They're a good team. we got to try to minimize the 26 and 28 yard carries that you get by missing a tackle or two and then chasing them down from behind. That's the tipping point when it comes to trying to control the rushing game.
So you are coming off a bye week, going into a game where you're going to deal with a running back that can be hard to tackle. Mm-hmm. Is it good to have a bye week going into a game where you're facing a powerful, elusive back like that? Good to have an off week going in, or are you worried that you lost a little bit of your I don't know if rhythm's not the word, but you know, maybe lost something by sitting out a week?
Yeah,
what do you think?
I mean, rhythm really is the word.
Is it? Okay.
I think that's what you worry about as a coach. We look at bye weeks and we try to do the science behind them, and nobody knows. But you need the break. You need the bye week. If you're undefeated like we are, you worry about rhythm. And if you were struggling, then you're glad that you have it and you try to put it all back together.
Yeah, change the rhythm. Make it better. Yeah.
So we practice tackling every day. We practice twice, three times really in the open week. We tackled every day. We tackle every day in practice on a normal week. So I don't know for sure whether it's beneficial or not, but we'll know in midway through the second quarter where we're at from a tackling standpoint, because they have very elusive 8 and 6. The wideouts they have are hard to get down in space, and the back's hard to get down in space, and his backup backs aren't bad. Those guys aren't a piece of cake either.
Yeah.
So we'll know where we're at from a tackling standpoint. And look, the truth of the matter is this, they're going to make some plays. I mean, look how good they've been offensively. You're not going to go in there and stone them. If we do, I'll just be turning cartwheels. But you have to take into account that they get a chance to coach and draw plays, and they get a chance to practice and make plays. So they're going to make some plays. I'm hoping that this turns into a heavyweight title fight. We exchange blows all the way throughout the game, and then it's going to become a fourth quarter game. That's what I'm hoping for. You're not going to go in and stone them offensively.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening with the skill they have.
So a simplistic analysis that may be off base, does this game at the end of the day really come down to, can Texas throw the ball downfield effectively to change the dynamics of your defense, and then conversely, can they stop you rushing the football with a minimal box? Is that what it comes down to?
Two big parts, sure. Wherever the special teams plays in.
Okay.
I mean, that's going to be a factor because they've had tremendous success in their return game. We've done really well in our coverage game. So you take that aspect of it. Turnovers is going to be a big, big factor, as we know. We've been fortunate to win games minus in the turnover margin. I wouldn't count on that in this game. We need to take care of the football. We have to rush the football to allow ourselves to throw the ball. That's going to be every week from here on out. And they're going to want to rush the football, and then they're going to want to play action, max protect, and throw it over our head, as well as flip it out in the flat to those fast guys and see if they can make a guy miss and score like what they did against Oklahoma on the first drive. That's what their plan is. I don't think it's a secret. I think Sark would tell you that. I mean, this is what we do, and this is what we're doing. So we're far enough along now that both of us know what we're trying to get accomplished. It's just a matter of which one can stop the other.
Stay with us. Two of the men that manned the back end for Oklahoma State on defense, Colby Harbrell-Peel and Jarek Bernard Converse, have a long and very fun conversation with Jessica when we continue. It's time for Ask the Coach, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Hey, Coach Gundy, my name is Keith, and I was wondering what your favorite memory as a player is.
It's interesting. As a player, I remember more of the locker room, hanging out with the guys in the dorm. Whenever we have player reunions, we very seldom talk about games. We talk about the locker room and things we did in college and goofy stuff that if we did now that we'd be in jail and all the things we did as guys. Those memories have been set with me more so than what actually happened in games.
Welcome back to the Orange Power Podcast. I'm Jessica Morey, and I am joined by two very special guests this week. Two seniors on the Cowboy defense, Jarek Bernard Converse and Colby Harbell-Peel. Thank you guys for joining me.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. For having us.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all are excited to be on the podcast, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. That's the energy that we love. So, all right, first things first, let's talk football. So, 5-0, heading into Texas week. How excited are you guys to go down to Austin and play the Longhorns?
I'm super excited, especially me being from Texas, us being 5-0. Texas has always got a really good team, and they're always really popular. So anytime that you get to play them, you know, you try to go show up and show out because, you know, the camera's going to be on. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it as well. It's one of the games you look forward to every year, them and OU. So it's always a good game. It's a big game, one of the biggest. And it's something you dream of as a kid, just going out there, playing in that big moment. So I'm looking forward to it.
So, obviously, this season, everyone knows the story of the season has been the Cowboy defense. Different than in past years, obviously, in the past, everyone's talked about the offense, but now you guys are finally getting the credit that you guys deserve. How exciting is it now that all eyes really are on the defensive side of the ball, and, you know, you guys got to go out there and do what you could do to get the ball back to the offense?
I love it just from the point of those are, like, all my closest friends is on the defense, and we came in with Coach Knowles. He got here the same time that we both got here. And at the time that he got here, we were struggling to stop people. And in all of our meetings and stuff, he talks about winning games on defense. And it seems like we're finally able to start doing that, you know, kind of take control of games on defense. So we got a lot of confidence in our defense. And so far we've played well, but we know that it's still a long way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Coach Knowles always says, you give us an inch, we'll defend it. So we take a lot of pride in that, and we really believe in what Coach Knowles tells us. He's smart, he's wise, and he just, like, leans on us to get the job done, and regardless of the situation. So we really, like, take pride in each other, so I just look forward to that.
I think that dude is a genius.
Yeah?
Like, yes. An evil genius.
Okay, why do you say that?
Just his brain just works so different. Like, even the way that he coaches, like, his style of coaching is so different than anything that I've ever been around.
Okay.
Like, he's a little nuts, but there's, like, a method to his madness. We was just kind of talking about it downstairs. Like, every week, we'll have a play that we've created, and it's run a certain way for weeks, and then he'll just change it constantly. And so we, like, damn, we done got used to running it one way, and now he's changed it, and we all second, like, questioning him, like, what is this man doing? And then we go out there Saturday, and it works, and so we all looking like, as long as he behind the wheel, we feel like we're driving in the right direction. So
he seems like an interesting guy. Like, I haven't got to talk to him too much, but what's he like, as a person?
He's a weirdo.
Nah, he's very interesting. he's different. That's just what I can say.
Now, I think he genuinely cares about his players, so it makes us all want to play harder for him, and I think it benefits us as a defense. But just like I said, we came in at the same time he did, so I feel like I've seen him grow a lot. When he first got here, he screamed every day at every play that went wrong, and since then he's kind of mellowed out, but at the same time, he still gets his point across. He still coaches us and lets us know that, you know, if we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, we got to get that fixed. And then the other thing is he shows love. Like, when guys make plays, like in our meetings, he shows love to guys that make plays, whereas if you're going to tear somebody down, you got to build them up too.
Yeah, exactly.
So he does a great job, I think, of building us up as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like Kobe said, we came in with him, so I feel like he's watched us grow, and we've, like, actually, like, grown together. So he, like, feels, like, different about us. Like,
yeah.
He actually loves us and cares about us, and he actually, like, wants us to succeed. So I think that is really big.
So he works out at Orange Theory here in town, and I used to work out at Orange Theory. Yes. So it was so funny, like, running on the treadmill next to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's in there. He is hyping everyone up. Like, it catches me off guard. He'll just be like, let's go, everyone. He's, like, clapping.
He's loud.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, Coach Knowles, like, I can get behind this. And then he'll just start dancing when we're, like, lifting weights. And I'm like, okay. Right?
Well, we don't see that. Maybe you gotta pull up the Orange Theory.
It was it's a pretty fun time. So I always thought that was fun. And he was very, like, I'm – the slowest person in the world. Like, I run the slowest mile ever. And so he would be, and he runs really fast. He's super fast. And so he runs like a sub 7 mile.
Well, he runs like marathons and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So he was big on like pushing me to run faster and like all that stuff, which I love that encouragement. I'm like, okay, like this is actually, okay, I will try to run faster. And so, yeah, he would stand there and make sure I ran as fast as I could, which was right below 12 minutes. So there we go.
He's got it done. He's like super detailed in everything that he does, like whether it's making sure that he eats right and stuff so that he can run those marathons and stuff. Like he's got some crazy, what is he, like a vegan or something? He got some crazy.
Meat. Oh, okay, wow.
He's been trying to get us to join him for years, since he's been here, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just can't really pinpoint, like, who he is as a person. Yeah. Like, he's from South Philly or whatever, but he went to Cornell.
Yeah.
He's just all over the place.
He was a hoodlum growing up, but he's, like, civil somehow. I don't know.
Smart. I feel like he has, like, low-key swag, too.
Yeah, he cool.
Like, yeah. So.
Especially on game day.
Yeah.
His suits and his... Ain't gonna lie, he be clean.
Yo, he step off the plane cool as hell. Yeah. He know the camera be on, so he be like... when he step off the plane...
Oh my gosh, yeah, I really like him. I think he's good vibes.
He gives good game day speeches too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
He's got like this subtle confidence to him.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't get very loud when he's not like a rah-rah, let's go get him. Like he's not like that, but he just kinda gives these mellow speeches that he says a lot of like meaningful, impactful things.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I look around the room and everybody like all eyes be trained on him.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's awesome. Can you do an impression of Jim Knowles?
Not without cussing.
Come on, bro.
Bill, what are you doing, bro? That's what he say to me all the time.
You gotta know that, bro.
Bill.
Then when he start running, like in practice, man. And somebody like mess up, he will like he be in the back, like at least 30 yards away watching. He'll just come running, like, and then he'll get in your face.
He's fast.
Yeah.
No way, bro.
Sub-7 mile.
No way.
Jarek.
I love that. I'm glad that everyone's, like, buying into what he's trying to sell here. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, we were doing a post-game interview, me and you, Colby. And you were like... You just asked me football questions. You didn't ask me, like, other questions. And I was like, well, it's a post-game interview, so I'm going to ask you football questions. But you're like, you didn't ask me what my favorite cereal is. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'll save that for the podcast. So here we are. This is why we're doing the podcast.
That's how I got on.
Yeah.
I wasn't even scheduled to be on this or nothing. Really? But I was just like, every time y'all talk to me, y'all asking me about football.
Yeah. And that's the point of the podcast, is to make it less about football and more conversational, more about you guys as people. Yeah. So, the hard-hitting questions. Last week, we had Brennan Presley on. We talked a lot about candy and bowling and movies.
Can I say something about that?
Sure.
His candies that he listed as his favorite are trash.
I didn't see.
Like Jarek. Not supporting the podcast.
Nah, I support you. I just...
Wow.
part.
Wow.
Okay. Candy Wonderland, huh?
He said like the little Starburst that are like
the
chewy.
Starburst minis. Those are not good.
Come on, dog. There's so many like classic candies, and he's going with Starburst minis.
Yeah.
Sour Patch, like
Sour Patch is cool.
Skittles
fire. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying like.
You listed good ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But he
wants Starburst minis. Come on,
and he gives them out at practice. Have you seen that? Like on Fridays, he gives them out. I think you talked about that. He gives them out, and he like. Takes his sweaty palms and like will give you like he'll give you like four damp Starburst minis.
Now I know
he'll give you like this, like
I'm not gonna be like.
So BP obviously had his hot takes about the candy. So now we're gonna do some hot cereal takes. So Colby, it's a tough question. What's your favorite cereal?
I think there's only one answer to the best cereal, and it is on three. One, two, three.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I knew that's what you were gonna say. I knew it. I knew that's what it was gonna be. Mm-hmm.
There's only one answer to that.
There is no other answer.
There's some good number twos though. Like Frosted Flakes.
I was gonna say that.
See, but I'm not super into the Frosted Flakes.
Mm.
No, I like Fruit Loops. Are those good?
Fruit Loops are cool.
Yeah,
I feel like they're
cool.
Good.
Yeah. Or the better ones are like the knockoff brand ones.
Yeah.
Like my
Corn
mom's
flakes?
My mom's did no the Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the Fruit Hoops or whatever they call them. Because I didn't have Fruit Loops in my house growing up. I had Fruit O's or something.
Fruit O's.
And them Jones is a little bit better than that with Fruit Loops. Yeah, but I think cinnamon toast crunch is the clear answer.
Yeah.
The other day, I eat out a lot, which is a bad habit of mine, so I don't have very much food in my house. And the other day, I was starving, like, late at night, and I didn't want to run get something. So I just went downstairs and was just scavenging. And luckily, my roommate, Jason Taylor, he doesn't eat cereal. He always buys cereal, but then he never eats it. And I just opened a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and was just
going crazy.
Straight out the box. We didn't have no milk, so I'm just straight out the box. Like,
you got to do what you got to do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shaking it like this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I think Cinnamon Toast is my clear-cut answer. Not, what's the one that, like, cuts your mouth up if you eat it?
Is that Captain Crunch?
Yeah. That joint is pretty popular. I'm not rocking with that. It gives me blisters.
Blisters.
You ain't never had the top of your mouth cut up by?
No, I have, but not by cereal.
Man, you ain't eating no
by job. What?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Just cutting the top of your mouth off. You ever had, like, a lot of Wheat Thins? Mm. Mouth going to be chopped up.
This is some hard-hitting questions on the Orange Power Podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your second cereal, Jarek? Like, what if you can't have Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
Frosted Flakes.
They'll cut your mouth up, too.
Nah, they will.
If you eat them dry.
I have eaten them dry.
Do you put, like, extra sugar in them?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. See, they're good with sugar.
Y'all put extra? You put extra sugar in them, too?
I just put, like, a little bit sometimes. Whenever it's not flavored. Like, the Corn Flakes ones. The Frosted Flakes I'll put sugar on, too. It's probably not healthy.
I've never had cornflakes.
I have. That's what I was saying, cornflakes.
Yeah.
My grandma used to
eat it. If it's a cereal that you got to, like, add stuff to, I'm not touching it. Like Kix or something. Y'all had Kix? The little yellow?
Yeah.
Oh. That's, like, the worst cereal. I'm not rocking with those. Like, Cheerios? You mess with Cheerios?
Yeah.
I'm not rocking
those
with Cheerios.
They're too plain.
They're just bland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you was a big cereal guy.
I am, but I really, like, lately I haven't been eating cereal. Like, a couple months ago, I was crazy on cereal.
You big on snacks, though.
Yeah.
What are your go-to snacks?
Them little ice cream drum things?
Yeah, the mini drumsticks.
Those are so good.
I swear.
Yeah.
I swear I will go through those at least 2-3 a day.
Man, I had never had one of them before. Like, I was just in Jarek's room, and he just popped one out. And I was like, man, let me try one of them, my boy.
Put them on.
Yeah, he put me on. And now I run through them like a Tomb Raider.
That's great. And then I also have other snacks, like, that, like, I live with Dez and Dez Jackson and Tanner McAllister. But me and Dez live on the same level. So Dez will always come in my room, be like, what snacks you got today? Or stuff like that. Then he would just go in my closet or go in my refrigerator to get some, so he knows.
It's very nice of you.
Yeah,
share.
I shared it well.
Yeah.
You know what else you put me on?
What?
The Uncrustables.
Oh,
yes.
I did put them on.
Uncrustables are fire.
They are.
I grew up a hater of peanut butter jelly.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like peanut butter.
Okay.
And usually people get their ratio way off. Like, it's like 70% peanut butter and like 30% jelly.
Yeah.
And then you like... trying to eat your sandwich, but then on all the flights, like away games, like we get on the flight to Texas, they'll give us a little gift bag, and it'll have an Uncrustable on it. And when I first got here, I used to just give it to him. And then one day I said, "What is so crazy about these Uncrustables?" And I had one, and I ain't looked back since.
Do you refrigerate them or no?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yes. Yes. Okay.
People don't.
I don't know.
I ain't never heard of that.
I think you buy them in. Like,
are they refrigerated when you buy them?
Yeah, they're actually frozen when you buy them.
You know, like the little...
Oh, are
they? Frozen?
Yeah, like they be in the frozen section.
They be in the little thing that you open.
Yeah.
You like write your signature on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just do that. Y'all don't do that?
Yeah, the freezer section?
Yeah. Jarek was here.
Frosted over.
Yeah.
Yeah, snacks are the way to go. I feel like I always have a good supply of snacks. Like, I really like Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but I don't like spicy or hot food at all, so it's, like, really painful for me to eat them, but I really like them.
Yeah.
So I can only eat, like, 3, and then I put it away. So it's, like, portion control, and I, like, suffer. But I really like them for some reason, but I also hate them. So I don't know. It's, like...
When you get done eating Cheetos, do you do, like, the...
Well, actually, okay. So, this is going to be weird. I eat them with chopsticks.
Ooh, I was going to say a fork.
No.
Chopsticks.
Yeah, like chopsticks, so then you don't get the Cheeto dust on your hand. Yeah. It's cool.
But is it a little too much work to just wipe your hands off after?
You're getting exposed out here.
No, I don't think so. I think it's fine.
That's different. Chopsticks.
Yeah. And so that way you just, yeah. No, it's hard. I feel fancier.
It's hard to eat with chopsticks, period. Yeah. Let alone trying to grab a Cheeto.
I know they be bouncing around.
It's a skill. It's a skill.
But this is why I wanted to ask questions, too.
Okay. You ask questions then.
I'm just saying that's why I wanted to ask questions, because people probably didn't know that you ate your Flamin' Hot Cheetos with chopsticks.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think that's a fact that's out there about me.
No.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, I guess. But, I mean, whatever. I have, like, permanent chopsticks, you know, like, reusable chopsticks that I have. So, yeah. I feel pretty fancy.
I don't blame you, though. Like, Cheeto fingers is not cool.
Yeah, no. This is definitely the most off-the-rails podcast we've had so far, and I love it so much. okay, so let's go into another question. What's one show, if you had to watch one show the rest of your life, what show would it be, Colby?
Mine would be probably, can I get, probably Martin.
Okay.
But that's not my favorite show.
Okay, what's your favorite show?
It's Game of Thrones.
Okay, okay. Mm. Yeah. I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. You're missing that. That's the best cinema. This is why I wanted to have a camera. That's the Game of Thrones is the best cinema ever created.
They should zoom in on your face.
Yeah. But no. Game of Thrones is amazing, but it's not. If I had to watch that for the rest of my life, that was a question, right?
Yeah.
It would kind of like bring me down. A little bit. Like, it's a really good watch, but like Martin, I could put it on all day, and it's happy and funny and.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Definitely going Martin.
Okay.
Martin is just, I feel like that's the, not number one show, but it's just something, like Kobe said, you can rely on. You can laugh. It's going to be chill.
Yeah.
You don't have some regular episodes where it's like laid back. So I feel like it's just, it's consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could go the Fresh Prince route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, y'all don't sound like y'all rocking with Fresh Prince.
I have. Yeah. But I'm Martin. It's just.
Yeah.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Nah, I've never gotten into that. Told me I need to.
I know. Everyone who's ever watched it has told me I need to watch it. Yeah. So
I got the DVDs at the house. Me and Jason.
Oh.
I put Jason on, and we're watching it. We're in, like, season 4 right now.
Okay.
And he's always bugging me, like, oh, when are we going to watch the next one? And I don't be wanting to do it because we'd be, like, late after practice.
Yeah. And the episodes are long.
Yeah, they're super long.
Yeah.
And it's, like, 10 to 12 episodes a season.
Yeah.
Like 8 seasons. So it's a long watch, but it's
worth
fire.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fire.
I have so many shows, like, on my list that I need to watch, and then I just revert back to, like, shows that I've already watched.
Yeah.
So I don't end up trying new things, but I need to – I'll add that to my list.
Yeah. I'm real big into trying to find, like, new stuff to watch. Like, I'm a big YouTube guy. Like, I watch YouTube all day because I'm all about, like, trying to keep it fresh. Like, I don't really rewatch things too often. So I got a lot of, like, stuff that I watch.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of good stuff, so.
The only things I rewatch are, like, the standard shows you rewatch, like The Office. And I rewatch Friday Night Lights, like, every year before the season starts.
I like The Office.
Yeah, The Office is good.
Like an acquired taste.
Yeah, I love The Office. But, yeah, I'll rewatch, like, Friday Night Lights, the TV show. I try to do it before the season starts to, like, get me in the right mindset, you know, get me hyped.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
You've never seen that?
Mm-hmm.
And you're from Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. It's about Texas high school football.
That's Odessa Premier, right?
That's the movie. The show is the Dillon Panthers. It's based at Pflugerville High School,
mm-hmm.
by Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very good.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Your list.
You watch All American?
I watched like the first two seasons of All American. I'm not all in on All American.
Be cheesy.
Yeah, I'm not all in on it. Like, I wouldn't put it in the same category as Friday Night Lights, but they're both about high school football. But like Friday Night Lights is so much better.
Yeah, so we all agree All American's trash.
Yes, very cheesy.
I tried. Everyone was hyping me up on it. They're like, "You're gonna love it," and I watched it, and I was like.
See, I was using that as a test because if you were like, "Yeah, I love All American," I was like, "I'm not gonna watch that Friday Night Lights."
No, Friday Night Lights all day. I literally named my dog after one of the main characters in Friday Night Lights. So,
what's your dog's name?
Riggins. Like Tim Riggins is one of the main characters. Yeah. So big fan.
Yeah.
But anyway, watch it and then tell me if you guys think it's the greatest show ever. Yeah. Okay, so now moving on to movies. What movie could you watch if you had only one movie you could watch the rest of your life?
I'll let you start. That's tough.
That's so tough. That's way hard. Yeah.
I'm big into action movies, so
okay.
I gotta go something. I could watch something Avengers, but don't get me wrong, I could watch Home Alone any time of the year.
Okay.
But that's like my favorite Christmas movie. But all time, I don't know. Some Avengers are Transformers. Okay. Since I like action.
Yeah. Okay.
Off topic because he talked about Christmas. Can we talk about Christmas in a minute?
Sure. I love Christmas.
Okay. Cool. Can you?
Let me add that to my list here. Okay, Christmas.
Because I'm going to forget. How you going to watch an Avengers movie without all the other ones?
I think it's just all of them. Like,
that was not the question.
It's so hard that I'm just all over the place. Like, I can't say an exact movie because.
So just the group.
The group. Yeah. That's not really fair, though. That's a lot of movies.
Cheating. You got like 12 movies. Because you get Iron Man in there. You get all the Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
The Thor movies.
I've only seen one Avengers movie.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're lacking.
Yeah, I don't. It was the one where they're all in it, like the Avengers.
Yeah.
It came out like, I don't know, like 2013 like or something.
Civil War or something.
I watched that one. And that's,
I feel like that's a hard question, though.
Yeah. It is a hard question. That's why you come on a podcast for the hard questions.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And I'm not going to bail you out either. Go ahead.
Nah, that's fine. I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer that one. Okay. It's just too many movies.
There is a lot of movies.
Just write a lot of movies you like.
I don't really watch movies either.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Kung Fu Panda.
Okay.
Okay.
Fire. Training Day. Fire.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That scene is so fire. And that's it.
Okay.
So Training Day, Kung Fu Panda.
Those are two very, like, on the different ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah. Well, Kung Fu Panda is, like, cool.
Yeah.
I just really like Tai Lung, the villain in the first one. So I'm not even really that crazy about the movie. I just really like the villain.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he hard. Yeah.
I guess.
He was supposed to be the Dragon Warrior.
Dragon Warrior?
I'm trying to think, bro. I got a lot of movies I like, and I just named two.
You did good, though. That was part of that was like the assignment. You understood the assignment.
Yeah, he did better than I did.
Yeah, you failed the assignment.
I don't think I have too many. Yeah.
It's a lot of good movies.
Yeah. I don't think I have a lot. I feel like Elf would be one. We're talking about Christmas. Mm-hmm. Elf is a fantastic movie all year round, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Do you know Big Hero 6?
I know it. I've never seen it, though. Yeah.
That's a very good movie.
Like you like nice, easy movies to watch.
Yeah. I'm not a big, like, action movie person.
Yeah.
I don't watch scary movies.
No.
I pretty much just like comedies.
Yeah.
And, like, children's movies like Frozen and Moana and Coco.
I find that, like, I don't like none of the classics. Like, Forrest Gump.
I've never seen that. Mm-hmm.
You never seen that?
Mm-mm.
No, you ain't missing out. I don't know. Some people love it. Oh, you know a movie I really like? I like Napoleon Dynamite.
That is a very good movie. Yeah. Yes, yeah. That is a very good movie.
It makes me feel weird when I watch it, and I like it.
Weird as in what?
Like, the movie is so quiet. Like, they just doing stuff, and there's, like, barely a soundtrack in it.
Oh,
and oh yeah.
And they're doing a bunch of weird stuff in the movie. There's a homecoming dance. A dude throws a steak at someone's face. Somebody learns Taekwondo.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a llama or something, an alpaca. Alpaca or something, yeah.
Tina,
yeah.
That movie is fire.
That movie is so funny. Okay, so let's go with Christmas now. Mm. What about Christmas would you like to talk about?
I just have I started asking guys at practice, like, what anything in the world is better than just Christmas time? Like, Christmas as a whole.
I love it. I'm all in on Christmas.
Anything.
He did say, like, what other holiday would be big as Christmas.
There's no holiday that's messing with Christmas. That's why I try to make it bigger, because holiday's not even a comparison.
It's really
Christmas is killing all the holidays. So I try to, like, what anything ever is better than Christmas?
Nothing.
Like hot chocolate.
Yeah.
The music is fire. The weather is fire.
Seeing the lit up trees, like, everywhere you go. Like, they're big trees, little trees. Like, that's so, I love that.
Because if you really think about it, you really celebrate Christmas for, what, a month and a half?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
From Thanksgiving on?
Yes.
What other holidays do you do that?
Yeah.
None.
Halloween, a little bit. But think about Halloween as the actual day of Halloween.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
yeah.
Christmas.
And Halloween, like, mixes with fall.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have, like, decorations in your house, a lot of it's more fall than it is Halloween. Because fall's, like, September through November. Yeah. And, like, spooky season's only October.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
mm-hmm.
you can only put, like, your skeletons and stuff out, for, like, a month. Yeah. So it doesn't last as long as the Christmas celebrations.
Like, Christmas just feels good.
Yeah.
It does.
When do you put your tree up? I put mine up super early, which is a hot take in the decoration.
Me and my girlfriend put ours up, like, Yeah, like early December.
Okay. You right. don't do right after the day after Christmas?
Right after.
I'm right day after Thanksgiving, yeah.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't go right after Thanksgiving. Oh.
No,
I am, yeah.
But that's probably just on me. Like, she probably would, yeah. but I'm lazy and she need my help a little bit.
yeah. Well, it's always right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's why I say it's, what, a month and a half, really? Cause
yeah.
Just the whole time.
Polar Express.
yeah.
Undefeated.
We're somewhere now where it snows. Come on, yeah. dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't think of too many things better than Christmas.
I'm a big fan. I'm big on, like, just putting up the decorations, like, especially now, like, after 2020 and all that stuff. Like, if it makes you happy, just do it. People are always like, oh, it's too early to put up the decorations. Yeah. Absolutely mm-hmm. not. Like, if it makes you smile, it makes yeah. you happy, mm-hmm. it makes you want to be home hanging out, like, do whatever you want.
Yeah, don't live in a box.
Yeah. 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 I put my tree, and I leave my tree up until January, like, 20th. We go, I have like a second Christmas celebration in Nashville with like my best friend's family. We call it Nashmas, and we do it every year down there. And mm-hmm. we leave all the decorations up and we treat it like it's Christmas weekend. And like mm-hmm. we have all the food and the music. Yeah. It's so it's like double Christmas.
I
it's pretty great.
Think about the food.
No,
yeah, the food.
Yeah. But putting your Christmas tree up is like a way different. It's the problem for me.
Why?
It stays out till like April.
Remember? When y'all had that, what was it, March? When y'all took y'all tree down and when it was in the dorms?
Yeah, because we thought we had a rat under it.
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, that was
Yo,
nuts.
I forgot about that. I lived that with, my nuts. Freshman year, I lived with Tanner McAllister, Kanai Williams, and Jason Taylor. And we, like, I'm big on Christmas. So
yeah.
we put a, me and my girlfriend put a Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
And they wasn't really feeling it or they wasn't too into it. And then it's like 3 months later, it's March or February, late February. And we just see like some like a little something. We don't know what it was. I think it was a rat,
yeah.
but it was something that scurried from like under our refrigerator.
Yeah.
And Tanner is like afraid of everything, so like he's like, oh, and he like start running around yeah. the house, and it ran up under the Christmas tree.
Oh gosh!
So we spent like 2 hours trying to like we wanted to get rid of it,
yeah.
but we was. All kind of scared of the
yeah.
rat, so we ain't want to yeah. really just like pull the
oh my god
pull the little rug out from under the tree.
I remember that.
Was it an artificial Christmas tree or a real Christmas tree?
Artificial.
Okay, yeah. I don't do the real, like the real is too much work.
Nah, we I fake it.
And, they, and I feel like they shed too much.
Yeah, I keep, and I'm pre-lit. Like I'm mm-hmm. the real Christmas tree, pre-lit. Like I'm not putting the lights on. I'll put the ornaments on, but I don't want to put the lights on. I want it to already be lit.
Yeah.
Oh, when you buy your?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. no, I think we put our lights around it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what my grandma was.
Yeah.
I didn't like going to her house because she would make me do all that. And the whole time it's shedding.
Yeah.
Then you got to clean up all the...
All the little
yeah,
pine
the,
needles
yeah.
or whatever those are.
Yeah, no. Real yeah. tree is overrated.
Yeah, we're gonna I think fake so. It
and they later. Have a smell.
Yeah.
Like they had that pine smell.
Yeah.
Man, I don't really mess with that.
yeah. I just buy a candle that smells like
yep.
a tree and mm-hmm. then it works out.
Candles are underrated.
Yeah. Okay, candles are the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am big on candles. Bath and Body Works candles all day.
Bath and Body Works is I thought it was, like, growing up, I thought Bath and Body Works was, like, who goes in there? And then I went in there one time, and they just got...
Everything.
They got stuff for your car. They yeah. got your lotions. My lotion, like, my scent that I always wear is from Bath and Body
yeah.
Works. Winter candy apple. It's a Christmassy smell.
Yes.
Even my smell is Christmas.
Dog. No, for real. But when... I don't know when they're going to drop, but it's probably in a month or two. Marshmallow Fireside.
That's such a great scent.
Oh, you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Kobe,
oh, you sweater
gotta,
weather.
You gotta,
like, come at me. Yeah.
Gotta,
I'm.
That's probably one of their best smells.
Yeah.
I'm going to lie.
They drop it in December?
Around November, December.
Yeah.
Mm.
I went there the other day, and they were already starting to put out Christmas candles, so it might be out.
See?
Yeah.
Hey.
What is it, October?
I was going to say it's October.
Hey, and they're doing buy two, get two free right now. That's weird that I know that, but I got an email this morning, so.
Yeah. You just put me on. You're invested. You
yeah.
get that email.
Hey, I'm always trying to save money, so
yeah.
I go when there's a
I'm
sale.
Wrong with that.
I don't buy the candles if they're full price.
Yeah.
I buy them when they're on sale. But yeah, yeah. and then I stock up. So it was so funny. I actually saw Tevin Jenkins and his girlfriend there last year on, like, the candle day. Like, they do that mm-hmm. day, which is the greatest day of the year, where it's, like, $9 for – or $7 for all candles. Yeah. And they were just going in to get one candle. They didn't know it was candle day. So I put them on, and they left with, like,
all the candles.
Yeah. I was like, sorry.
Yeah, you got to stock up.
Yeah, you do.
Like, that's what Tevin's like, we came here for one candle. And I was like, oh, well, now you're leaving $100 later. Sorry.
Yeah. He's a money man now.
Yeah, he's good.
Tevin can leave. Tevin can leave with all the candles.
Yeah. The whole store.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He better bring us some if he does that, though.
I'm big on stocking up. Got to stock up.
Yeah.
Because I wear that winter candy apple, and I get the lotion, and I get the mister.
Oh.
So yeah, mister.
Mister. So you get the whole set.
Yeah, and so, and they only sell it in, like, December. So I buy, like, four of them, and then for the whole year, I got it.
That's smart. Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, I bet they don't sell it year-round.
Yeah, these are things that I wouldn't know about, but my girlfriend be putting me on.
Yeah.
Okay.
On me.
Girlfriends are good for that.
Yeah, y'all,
for
y'all,
sure.
Y'all settle down. Settle down.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so secret talents. I know Colby mentioned his,
I'm gonna have
impressions.
I told her something in good faith.
Oh my god, you didn't say it was off the record.
Well, what is it?
Impressions. I told her off air that I do some impressions.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Jarek would have put you on blast too.
No, because he said he wasn't sparing me, so I can't spare him.
Oh wow. Okay. Cool.
Can you give us some?
Eye for an eye type beat.
Hey, just can he give us
y'all
some?
Y'all got the coach knows earlier.
Nah, we need some more.
Yeah.
Like, we're on the topic now.
Yeah.
All right, I'll double back to it. So do yours first. Like, your talent first.
I don't really know I have a talent. Like, secret talent.
Just, like, something that, like, people would be like, oh, okay. Like, oh, you can juggle or you can, like.
I can build model cars.
Okay.
I have a collection of model cars actually at my home. Like, not here, but in Louisiana.
Okay. That's cool.
What's that about?
Is it?
It is cool.
Oh.
It's just because if it's not something he does, then it's not cool. He doesn't like it. So, nah, but I find interest in that. And
that's great for, like, hand-eye coordination like, focus.
And
I
it
think
takes a long time.
Yeah.
And, one of my things on my bucket list is to actually, like, rebuild a car.
Oh, that would
like,
be awesome.
Yeah, not, like, a regular car, but, like, higher end luxury car.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I remember he was telling me about that. Yeah. He was telling me about how he does the model cars, and at first I was like clowning, like, because I'm thinking about Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
And then he showed me like actually what it is, and I was like, okay, this is kind of hard.
Yeah, that's cool, and that's interesting. I feel like no one would know that about you. That's awesome.
Are they like this big?
Yeah.
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 They're like, they can roll around all the open doors, hoods, trunks.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm trying to think of a different talent.
He just doesn't want to do his impressions.
He doesn't. He's trying to shy away from it.
Colby's never been like, shy.
No, I haven't. But I feel
but in this moment he is.
I feel like I'm so talented. But I can't think of one talent that I have. I think I'm a good debater.
Okay.
Yeah, like being.
What?
Yeah, what's up with that?
One thing about Kobe, if there's a debate, I feel like Kobe's going to try to like go against you on purpose so that
like devil's advocate.
Yes.
Okay.
See, but they don't see it as devil's advocate. I'm trying to keep the conversation going and give differing opinions so that we get a wide range of all the ways that you can look at a specific subject.
Okay.
Now I do appreciate that about him. Like if we are in a debate, he's going to like open your mind up to like what if this happened, and then if that happened, then why did that happen because of that? And you'd be like, okay, I didn't think about that. Like after, every time we have a debate, I'll leave and I'll be like, okay, maybe he's right. Like he had a point there, but I didn't think about it in the time, but like after.
You'd be a politician.
I don't know.
That's deep.
I'm not too good at shaking hands.
That's deep.
But I think I'm just a skeptic, just naturally. Like everything I hear, I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I believe that. So then I kind of throw my own opinions at it and see how I really look at a situation. And, you know, we all kind of got similar upbringings and we're all athletes. So a lot of us tend to, like, just think the same just the way we were brought up.
Yeah.
So I just try to do my best to throw different opinions and perspectives at them. I do it almost to a fault because I do it so often.
Yeah.
Like, it drives people crazy. It drives my mom's crazy. So, but, yeah, I think that's one of my talents, debating. Except for, I really wanted to like be on the debate team or something when I was growing up. I'm laughing at you for model cars. I want to be on the debate team. But there was this girl in like fifth grade named Elizabeth Palazzolo.
What?
That was her name. And I was on the debate team. I wasn't on the debate team, but I was like in some class that was supposed to help you with debate. Mm-hmm. And I was in the advanced class because I was gifted.
Oh.
And Elizabeth Palazzolo, we got thrown up there, and we had 5 minutes each to make our argument, and she just crushed me in the debate.
Do you remember the topic?
I don't remember what the topic was, but I remember feeling like I was drowning in that debate. Like, I couldn't say nothing. Like, everything I said, she was just... And she probably did her research on the topic, which I didn't.
Yeah.
And that probably helped her. But, you know, the next day I went in there and I dropped that class. So she killed all my debate dreams.
Elizabeth. I feel like that's the thing.
Elizabeth,
about
you killed
debates.
My dreams.
Like, if going into it, you don't got no, like, facts or no research, yeah, and the other person does, then I feel like you're just gonna be done.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
for
you,
sure.
You're gonna be drowning the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a talent, but that's, like, also something that I think. I have is, like, I watch so many videos and just read so many random articles that it's just, like, I just got, like, a lot of knowledge on random stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, when we get to debating, I feel like I can throw some of that in there.
Yeah.
Like,
you get so excited when something comes up where you're like, oh, my gosh, I know a lot of things about this one random topic.
I think I just know, like, a good amount about a bunch
of things.
Different things.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, like, I killed Jason that one time. I was asking him what's the difference between, like, a locust and a grasshopper or something.
Oh,
I remember. And he was like, bro, what are you talking about? And I had just learned that, like, serotonin makes a locust, and none of it makes it a grasshopper.
Yeah.
Wow. We're learning
facts,
things, too, on the Orange Power Podcast.
Orange Power facts.
That went on for a couple of days, too.
I would
believe
that.
He was, like, stuck on the whole serotonin thing. We're like...
And I don't even know what serotonin is.
I think it's what makes you happy.
That's
right?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I learned some about serotonin the other day, but I don't remember what it was. So it's not going to contribute to the podcast at all. So I don't know why I brought it up, but I did.
Okay. Are we going to get any impressions?
No.
Wow.
I like
well,
how you
I gave y'all
came
yeah,
back
like
to that.
She doubled back to it. Cross that off the
notebook. No. We at least need one. One.
All right. I want you to tell me who this is.
All right.
You guys say that you want to be champions. You guys say that you want to be champions. We need leaders. Some of you guys need to look in the mirror.
That's the one.
Yeah, some of you guys need to look in the mirror. Oh, me. Who that is?
Coach Glass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, who is this? Who is this? Oh, my God. I could do that when I was 7.
Coach G. Hey, Coach G gonna be coming for you for that one.
You call that weight? I could do that when I was 7. The strength coaches are the easiest to do impressions on because we see them every day and they have like these distinct things that make them.
Yeah.
Like, all
hand
like
out.
If you hand out, yeah, on me, that's Coach Glass. If I went in the locker room and I just said, dog,
Coach Smith,
come on, dog, they all know this Coach Smith. Coach Smith says dog all day
and work day.
You got to be able to work, dog. That's my best one. It's Coach Smith. That's my best impression.
Those were all very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
that was
my,
good.
That's my best one, though.
Could you do an impression of Jarek?
I can't do Jarek, but my impression of you is kind of fire because you be doing the stories on people. Let me think of a line. I can't think of a good line that you would have said, but it's always like something like witty, like a pun. And then it ends with, for Bernard Converse. Jarek Bernard.
That is not at all what I sound like.
That's not what she sound like.
Is that what I sound like?
Not only a vet on the field, but also a vet in the classroom. That's what you be on.
I literally might steal that for the story of Jarek being trying to go to vet school.
Yeah, that's what she
there
be on.
It
are
is
you,
right
are
there.
You in vet school?
He's on his way. He's on his way.
On his
He's
way.
On his way. Yes.
Yeah, I like how she didn't. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
Jarek
like,
with you.
No, y'all like double it back. Let's double back.
Yeah, let's do it.
Jarek is on his way to vet school. He's one of two OSU senior student athletes who are majoring in animal science pre-vet. So soon enough, you will be in vet school, and that'll be awesome.
So bring all of your animals to me. I'm going to do my best.
Yeah. You can help with. You can clean my dog's ears.
Yeah,
I couldn't be no vet.
So Chloe, bring her.
Chloe, that's my corgi.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't be no vet because if somebody brought in like a sick cat or something, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Like your cat is dying.
I've actually been in that situation. Like I was shadowing.
Yeah.
And I was shadowing at this vet hospital, and this lady like brought her dog. And they had like a bad, like, bacterial infection, like, on his stomach. Ooh. And, like, it was so bad, like, I'm not going to say, like, how it was graphic.
Yeah.
I was like, like, that's when I was like,
is this for me?
Yeah, that's really when I was like, is this for me? And then she called the lady back there, and that's when it got sad. I was like, this is, like, she was like, it's really going to be hard, like, because the condition, like, she waited so long that it got bad.
Cool.
Then she was just telling the lady, like, the situation, the lady just started breaking down.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there like, what do I do? Like, I'm just sitting there watching, I'm shadowing. So I'm just sitting there like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Then the vet was just like, it's just going about her business.
Yeah.
Then,
like, it was just another day.
Yeah, it's just another day at the office. So I'm like, dang, this for real.
Yeah.
Then she came back, the vet came to talk to me, and she was like, I hope you saw that, like, that's part of the job. Like, it's not always gonna be easy or, like, happy. It's just, it's gonna be bad sometimes. Then it worked out, though, thankfully. The lady, like, was able to pay for the surgery and stuff.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, that's good. Because you're just gonna make the podcast real sad.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, yeah. That was different, though.
Yeah.
I was like, this for real? Because I ain't never, like, every time I went to a vet hospital, it's always, this is what we do.
Yeah,
like,
it was always fun.
Yeah, it's checkups.
Yeah.
You get to pet
play
the
with
cats.
The dogs.
Yeah,
there's
you're
dogs.
Playing with them. But that day, I was like, whoo.
Yeah, it's just got real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week, there will be a story coming out. Mm-hmm. I may or may not steal Colby's line. About, that was a good one. That was off the dome.
Off
like, that was tough.
Off the top.
And
wow.
That sounds just like her. So.
Hell me.
I need to, like, switch it up because clearly I've become very predictable.
That's your shtick. That's your thing.
That is very, yeah, that is, yeah, you're right.
It's all good. It's all good.
I might literally go back and steal that line, though, because that was
I think
pretty
that's
great.
A good one.
Because you are a vet on the field. Wow. Wow.
Old head.
Wow.
How far are you from the all-time starts leader?
Not exactly sure.
This will be your 39th straight start. In this.
Like,
I'm doing the story.
I should have asked you.
Sorry.
Like Coach Joe.
Yeah.
Huh?
Coach Joe Reynolds.
Oh, okay.
He knows, like, all the stats.
The only reason I know that seems weird that I know that stat, but I'm writing the story, and that's in the story.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I know that. I don't just, like, have these random stats. But, 39 straight starts is the longest on the team. Mm. The longest consecutive starting on the team. I think Rodarius Williams has the
48?
Record 48.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The most career starts.
That.
Probably not.
Hope not.
But yeah, so 39 for this Texas game. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're 39th, so straight start. So yay.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Look at me being prepared. I did have some facts right there. Wow.
Yeah. You actually do your job.
Yeah. Wow. Look at me knowing random things. But yeah, well, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up. This was our longest podcast, but very good. It was very entertaining. Mm-hmm. I feel like I learned a lot about you guys.
Yeah.
I'm super excited to see what y'all do down in Austin against Texas. And then, of course, for the rest of the season. Thank you so much for joining me. That is Colby Harvell-Peel and Jarek Bernard-Converse. And thank you guys for listening and watching the Orange Power Podcast. We'll be right back here next week.